From WOSU Public Media in Columbus, Ohio, this is Classical 101's Opera Abbreviated. I'm your host, Christopher Purdy. I've seen football players, I've seen Marines break down and cry at the end of La Boheme. Mimi takes her last breaths, the music itself seems to fall asleep, her hand falls out of the muff, and Rodolfo cries out, "Mimi, Mimi." Welcome to Giacomo Puccini, the master manipulator of audiences' emotions, giving us music so beautiful and so touching and so direct that he can ravish us anytime. Puccini knew that and knew that we loved him for it. What does the title mean anyway, La Boheme? And why is it in French if this is an Italian opera? La Boheme is the abbreviation of a series of articles by a Frenchman, Henri Mouget, called Scènes de la vie de Bohème, Scenes from Student Life. That's not going to look good on a marquee, so La Boheme it is. These are starving artists, writers, poets, musicians, philosophers, and painters starving in major and minor keys in Paris over 100 years ago. Rodolfo is the tenor. He lives with three roommates in a drafty Parisian garret. It's Christmas Eve and it's cold. There's no money for fuel, so he tears up his unproduced plays. At least they'll be warm. There's a bit of luck in that one of the boys got a little money under the table, but the revelry is interrupted by the landlord who wants his rent. This will never do. The landlord is tricked into confessing his fondness for the ladies, and the scandalized gents send him on his way without the rent. The boys are feeling flush. Off they go to the Café Mumus. Rodolfo stays behind to finish writing an article when there's a knock. It's Mimi, the upstairs neighbor, a poor and lovely seamstress. Her candle has gone out. Can Rodolfo help? Yes, he can, but then Mimi manages to lose her key. Candlelights come and go, and the two fall in love. In about 10 minutes. Puccini was not one to draw it out. If you think it's an accident that Mimi's candle has gone out and she's knocked at a strange door, think again. There's a pretty girl upstairs and a hunky boy downstairs, and this is opera. The Café Momus is buzzing. It's a wild and festive, if cold, Christmas Eve. And Rodolfo has a new girlfriend he didn't have 10 minutes ago, Mimi, the girl from upstairs. Marcello, Schaunard, and Colline, painter, musician, and philosopher roommates, welcome Mimi to the family. But guess what? Another woman, another soprano, turns up. The fabulous Musetta, Marcello's on-again, off-again squeeze. She enters with a rich old man in tow. Marcello ignores Musetta, which annoys her. So how do you get someone's attention in an opera? You sing a hit tune. Musetta is taken with her own charm and makes sure everyone else is, too. Musetta and Marcello leap into each other's arms in this show-stopping moment. The bill is left for the elderly idiot who has gone off to buy Musetta new shoes, because her feet hurt, after all. Now, it would be lovely to end with this happy ending, wouldn't it? If you ever lived the impoverished student life, you know parts of it were not fun. It is now February. Rodolfo and Mimi have broken up. Although she is physically frail and ill, Mimi is a lively, flirtatious girl who likes a good time. Nobody said there was a nun living upstairs, after all. We are at the custom gates at the edge of Paris. Nearby is a tavern where Marcello and Musetta, still together after a big 10 weeks, are working. He as a painter, she teaching singing. Let's leave it at that. Mimi comes to find Marcello. She cannot live with Rodolfo's jealousy. She's so ill, she can barely live at all. Rodolfo, too, has come separately to cry on Marcello's shoulder. Mimi hides and overhears what she knows to be the truth. Rodolfo knows Mimi is dying, and it eats him up that he cannot cure her. The two sadly reunite. Mimi has tried to say goodbye, but now she says addio senza rancor, goodbye without bitterness. I love this next bit. Rodolfo and Mimi sing together of their pain and their sadness, while Marcello and Musetta have a knockdown, all-spitting fight. It's wonderful, emotional counterpoint. Puccini loved women, hunting, and fast cars, and he always fell in love with his female characters. And in this opera, he gets to fall in love with two of them. And like the composer, once in a while, they cut loose. Rodolfo and Mimi have agreed to stay together until springtime. Suddenly it's April, and we're back in the garret, same as Act One. Marcello and Rodolfo are bachelors again, and none too happy. But while they pal around with Schaunard and Collina, Musetta comes up the stairs. There's nothing funny this time. Mimi is here, and she's dying. She asked Musetta to bring her home to be with Rodolfo. Musetta hawks her earrings to buy medicine. Collina the philosopher has only one possession to sell, his overcoat. So he bids it farewell and goes to raise money for a doctor. Rodolfo and Mimi have a few moments to remember their courtship, and then Musetta comes in with medicine and a large fur muff for Mimi's frozen hands. She has a few last moments, surrounded by friends, her hands warm for the first time, until she dies. And so everyone, Marines and all, have a wonderful cry for themselves at the end of Puccini's La Bohème. There's love and romance, glamorous poverty, Paris, lovers' spats, and a gentle death leaving the Bohemians, Rodolfo, Marcello, Schaunard, and Collina, and Musetta, brokenhearted. This is one page of their journey. We know they'll go on to other romances. About Giacomo Puccini, he was killer handsome and married to a very jealous and domineering woman. He channeled a lot of desire into his music, not all, but a lot. La Bohème is the most performed opera in the repertoire. It was a hit from its first performance in 1896 when it was conducted by the young Arturo Toscanini. Eventually, it made its way to the Met, starring the granitic soprano Nelly Melba and the great and randy Enrico Caruso. Caruso was a cheerful Neapolitan who could not crack Melba's British reserve. Once, he moved Mimi's chair in Act One, forcing Dame Nelly to sit elsewhere away from a large chamber pot Caruso had placed on the stage. And I'm willing to bet he cried when she got through with him. For Opera Abbreviated and WOSU Public Media's Classical 101, I'm Christopher Purdy. And that's the final curtain on this edition of Opera Abbreviated from Classical 101, WOSU Public Media. I'm Christopher Purdy. For more information and for more podcasts, please go to wosu.org/classical101.